If I get a little loud, Brother Martin, just turn me down. I've been known to get loud and get quiet too. Amen. Before I start preaching, I want to say how honored I am to stand behind this pulpit. Brother Grissom, Lord bless you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Amen. I've preached in a lot of places, but this is the first time that I've preached on Sunday night here at my home church. Amen. So this is an honor for me tonight. It's a special time. Amen. I love my son. Thank you, Cameron. Good job preaching. Amen. Amen, amen. Tonight, I want you to understand before we ever get started that the God that I'm talking about tonight is alive and well in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, the book of Acts tells us you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if you have the Holy Ghost tonight, you have the power of God working in your life. Amen, amen. I believe it was Friday night. We have tongues and interpretation. And there is no place for fear in my house. God was telling us that fear has to leave. It has to stop outside that door. The sanctuary, there is no fear in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is not the author of fear or confusion. Hallelujah. So if you have fear tonight, I want you to take it off right now and set it beside you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not up here to hype you up and get you entertained, but I'm here to preach what God has laid on my heart. Amen. If you will, turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Amen. Starting in the beginning. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. It's good to see all of our visitors here tonight. Amen. Brother and sister, and thank you all for coming from Canton. Amen. Lord bless you. Amen, amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. If you allow God tonight, He will move upon you. His Spirit will move upon you in this place tonight if you allow Him to. Verse number 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Just the spoken word of God. And it happened, just like that. Tonight my title is, "What Manner of Man Is This?" What manner of man is this? Brother Grissom, will you pray, please?
Jesus, we're very thankful tonight to you that we know you and that you selected us, chose us to be your children. We ask now that you anoint your word and your messenger tonight. Give him freedom of delivery. Help him, God, to have liberty in the Holy Ghost. Pray that you would open our understanding. Help us, God, to focus completely and entirely, to be open to the Word of God, and to let it have effect in our life to accomplish what you have sent it to do in your service tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. In the beginning, God spoke all into existence. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Yes.
In the beginning, God created with just a spoken word. There was no Big Bang theory, two huge masses colliding with each other and forming all this beautiful stuff. How many of y'all have been to beautiful other, things in this world?
Yes.
It's beautiful. It didn't just happen on its own, but it had to be created. And it was created by our God.
Yes.
What manner of man can just speak something into existence, Brother Fry, and it just all of a sudden just happened? Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ is in your life and He speaks something, that is a promise to you.
Yeah.
You take that to the bank and cash it because it's going to be that way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4 and verse 36, I have had Brother Grissom and Brother Neil going to help me out reading some scriptures tonight. I've got quite a few of them. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
All right, get this picture in your mind, okay? They're on a ship. There's a lot of other little ships out there with them. There's this storm that comes up. Where's Jesus at? The bottom of the ship. The hinder part, on a pillow. How many of y'all sleep on a pillow?
Yes,
amen. I love sleeping with the pillow instead of a rock like somebody did. Amen. Pillows are good for us. Jesus slept with the pillow.
Amen.
So pillows are good. Amen. But he was down there in the bottom of the ship sleeping while this storm had come to pass. The storm was going on, and they ran down there and, Jesus, do you not realize that there's a storm going on? Carest thou that we all perish? That we all die? They were scared. Sometimes in our life, we get scared. Even though Jesus is there with us, even though Jesus is right there, we get scared sometimes, don't we?
Right.
Yeah. We had that same question. God, carest thou that I perish? Carest thou that I'm going through these things? But he does care. Amen. He's building our faith and he's building our character. Amen. Verse 39, brother.
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
Right.
And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Yes. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obeys him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The disciples had walked and talked with God, but they still did not know what to expect of this man called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What awesome power he had. He was mighty. Every spoken word was powerful. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had done many miracles and wonders in his Father's name. And we know that he was manifested in the flesh, so he had done all those wonders in his own name. Amen? In the name of Jesus. He lives among us tonight, church.
Yes, he does.
He's not dead in some grave somewhere, but he is alive and well, working within our lives, within our family's lives, within our church. Hallelujah. During one of the most troublesome times in his life, Jesus was down in the boat sleeping. He knew that everything was going to be okay because he knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end. He had everything under control. Take a minute to think about the times that Jesus had done all the miracles and all the disciples were there with him. They had saw him do all these mighty works. But yet, they still had no faith. I believe in verse number 40, Jesus says, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Right.
Church, faith is one of the most important things in your walk with God. It's faith. You have to have faith because without faith, it is impossible to please my God. It's impossible to please your God. Hallelujah. At this point, they had expected to jump ship. The big storm had came. They were ready to get out of there. When times get bad, don't jump ship. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Brother Neil, keep on keeping on. It doesn't matter what comes your way in life. The Bible says that he would never leave us nor forsake us, but he is always there for us. One thing that I wonder is, did they not know the forecast of the weather? And of course, now we have, all these, things that tell us when it's going to rain. Sometimes it's wrong, of course. But way back then, the only way they had to see was look up in the sky, you know, and it's a little bit dark out there. I wonder if they knew the forecast. For tonight, I'm going to say they knew the forecast. They knew there was a storm coming. All right? But yet they knew that they were with Jesus Christ, so they knew everything was going to be okay. Even though when they got in the situation, they started having a little doubt. That's how we are sometimes when I walk with God. Is we know everything's going to be okay because we know the ending of the Bible. We know Revelations. We win. Jesus wins. But sometimes in our life, in our daily walk with God, we get kind of distracted. Like Peter did when he was walking on the water. He took his eyes off of the Lord, and what happened? He started to sink. And then Jesus reached down and picked him up. It's important for us to understand and to realize who we serve. What manner of man is this? Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus Christ is our Lord and He is our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The things that He done back in the Old Testament, I'm telling you, church, He still does it today in our life. You may not see all the miracles and stuff. I believe Brother Neil and Sister Neil and the girls went to Garland a couple weeks ago, and they saw a mighty miracle. A man got up out of the wheelchair and started walking. We don't see that every day. We hear about it. Sometimes we you know, you hear stuff and you're like, man, praise the Lord. But then when it comes time for you to be praying with somebody like that, you have a little bit of faith and you're like, God, I know that you can do this. But do you really? Do you really have that expecting faith that God can do great things? Come on, church, tonight God can do great things in our life. God is working through us. Why can't we see those things in Athens, Texas? Hallelujah, we can. We can. We have to have that expecting faith. We have to have that faith. Hallelujah. I want you to notice that there were other small ships out there with them. So not only was it the ship that Jesus was on that was going through the storm, but there was also other little ships out there. God cares about the little things too. Amen? He cares about the little things in life. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5 and verse number 1, Brother Neil.
And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into a country of the Gadareans. And when he saw, and he went, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, but that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters had been broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him.
All right, stop right there. Let me use somebody real quick. Brother Marky, can you come here, please? I want you to get this in your mind, okay? This man had an unclean spirit. I'm not saying that Brother Marky has an unclean spirit, all right? I love Brother Marky. But this man had an unclean spirit. And they tried to bind him with chains. They tried to keep him controlled. But nobody could control him. Nobody could tame him. Nobody could keep him exactly where they wanted him at. All right, brother, next scripture.
And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones.
Crying out loud. He was a crazy dude. But not only, you know, he wasn't the crazy person, but it was the evil spirits that were inside of him. It was the unclean spirits that was inside of him. If we're not careful, those unclean things will get in our life, will get in our house, will get in our homes, and in our children, and they will affect our lives.
Come on.
Yes. Parents, if you have children, I promise you that if you start getting into things that you ain't supposed to get in, it's not going to affect you only, but your children. It's going to affect your church, because whenever you come into the sanctuary and normally you're, you know, up shouting and praising, and you're not doing that. So somebody's thinking, man, I wonder why Sister Nancy's not shouting like she normally is. And then somebody else on the other side is like, man, wonder why this person's not doing this. I'm telling you, church, it affects the whole body. We are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ tonight. So this man was always in the mountains in his home crying out and screaming and cutting himself. Crazy dude. All right, brother.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that torment me not."
So this guy takes off running when he sees Jesus Christ, and he falls down and he cried aloud a voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Was there a big sign that says, "Jesus of Nazareth coming"? Was there a sign on the boat that made him think, "Hey,
right,
Jesus is coming"? Now it was that unclean spirit inside of him. I'm telling you, church, Satan knows who God is. Satan knows who Jesus is tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's alive and well in us, but Satan knows. The Bible says that Satan believes in one God, and he fears and trembles.
Right.
Hallelujah. So he cries with a loud voice and says, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God, the Most High God? I adjourn thee by God that thou torment me not." Thou torment me not. Because Satan knows any time that the church gets together. But we had church tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, right.
Woo! Worship service around here, I'm telling you. Satan don't like that, brother.
No, he don't.
Satan does not like that. Hallelujah.
Good.
It's tormenting him.
Good.
When somebody who's been down all day long, and you've been fighting things and battling all kind of things in your life, and then you come to church, and you said, "God, I've had a bad day. I've had a bad day, God. But no matter what, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to lift up my hands. Hallelujah. I'm hurting tonight, God. But I'm going to come to church anyway." Satan don't like that. That's torment to Satan.
Yes, sir.
He does not like that.
Right.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and read the next one, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit."
Yes, he did.
"And he asked him, What is thy name?"
Uh-huh.
"And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many.
We are many."
"And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all of the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into to them."
All right, right there. Notice that. "And all the devils beside him." This man had many spirits inside of him. Legion. But when Jesus spoke, it didn't say a couple of them said, "Jesus, please, you know, don't send us away." But it says that all of them. I'm telling you, church, we serve a God tonight that is greater than any enemy, any devil, any imp, no matter what it is. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or even ask.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother. Verse 13.
Oh, okay. "And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. And they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed swine, and they that feed the swine, and told in, was told in the city and the country. And they went to see, went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had that had legions sitting and
right,
clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid."
Sitting and clothed in his right mind.
Yeah.
And they were afraid because they didn't know.
That's right.
They didn't know this man Jesus. They didn't know his power that he could do.
Right.
Tonight and today, we understand the power of God. We understand what God can do in our lives. Hallelujah. We understand exactly what he can do through us. But this man had just gotten all those devils cleaned out of him. And he was sitting and clothed in his right mind. It says that they were afraid. Verse 16. Brother. Sorry. All right. It's okay. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Why would they want Jesus Christ to leave that area? There was a crazy dude out there. Always out there yelling and screaming, cutting themselves. They tried to bind him. They couldn't bind him. But then Jesus Christ steps on the scene, takes care of his problems, and then they want him to leave. Can you believe that? They prayed that Jesus would just go away. Go away. We don't need you here. We don't want you here. We're afraid of you. Sometimes we're afraid of change, church. Amen? I'm not saying that Jesus Christ is going to change, because he says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But every now and then, we get set in our old ways. With the same songs and the same everything. And if anything changes or whatever, we get a little chip on our shoulders up here. Well, I don't like that song. That's too, you know, rocky or whatever it is. Come on, church. If we're singing about Jesus Christ and we're able to worship to it, hallelujah. But why would they want Jesus Christ to leave their coast, to leave that area? It's mind-boggling to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. John chapter 1 and verse 46. And Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see.
That's it.
A lot of people were thinking, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, now, wait a minute. That's that old hick town over there, that Athens, Texas hick town. Can't be anything good come out of there. Can't be anything good come out of Nazareth.
Yeah.
But look what happened. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, came out of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And he said, come and see. Tonight, I'm inviting you to come and see what Jesus is doing around in Athens, Texas. Come and see what he's doing in some lives, some young people's lives, some elder people's lives. Hallelujah. There's changes going on. We're not the same that we used to be. Some are addicted, were addicted to things, but now you are addicted to Jesus. You are addicted to church. You are addicted to worshiping Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're not the same. We're not the same tonight. Now, some of you are. Some of you are the same. The invitation tonight is for you to be changed. Amen. If you want to be changed tonight, I'm telling you, God is here and he is able to change some lives. He is working within us. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 1 and verse 22.
They were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.
All right, again, there's another guy with an unclean spirit. There was no big sign that said, here is Jesus Christ. But he said, let us alone. We know who you are. I'm telling you, church.
Amen.
Satan, the one that fights us every day, his sole job, Brother Grissom, is to kill us. Is to kill our spiritual, to steal your joy from you, church. But I'm here to tell you tonight that we serve a God that is able. He is able. Hallelujah. Any situation that you're dealing with in your life, I promise you that he will be there for you. Amen.
Amen.
He may not come in your time.
Hallelujah.
He may not come right now, Brother Carey, but I'm telling you, God will be there. There's an old song. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
On-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. Satan knew that Jesus, the Holy One of God. Verse 25, brother.
And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee.
That last part right there, his fame spread abroad. I'm telling you tonight, church, that if we allow Jesus to do what he wants to do in our lives, his fame is going to be spread abroad. Today, in our hour, in our time, 2012, Jesus Christ is still Lord of all. His fame can still be spread up everywhere with our families and with our friends. Brother Grissom was teaching this morning, and I came in on the end of it, so I didn't get to hear exactly what he was saying. But it was something about that you don't always have to go up and tell somebody, "Hey, man, you know, you're living wrong." But you just do what you know is right. They'll see that. After a while, they'll be like, "Sister Martin, what church do you go to? There's just something different about you. I want to start going to your church." Come on, church. We serve a God that is able to do that to us tonight. He is able to change our lives. What manner of man is this? Hallelujah. The Great Commission is going to all nations, teaching, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we're supposed to be doing in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Brother Neil, Mark chapter 1 and verse 36. All right. So they were looking for him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, "All men seek for thee." Wouldn't it be nice if the world that we lived in, that was always seeking after the Lord? How many changes would we have in our world today? Our government wouldn't be the way that it is now. Our schools wouldn't be the way that it is now. Some of our churches wouldn't be the way that it is now if we only seek after God. Come on, church. We need to seek after God every day. Not only on Sundays, not only on Wednesdays, not only on Friday nights, but we need to seek God every day of our life. Hallelujah. It says that all men seek for thee. Verse 38.
And he said unto them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for there came many forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee, and cast out devils.
Yes.
And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus moved with compassion, and put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, "I will, be thou clean."
All right. How did this young man know that Jesus Christ could heal him? I'm sure that he had heard of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and all the great things that he had done. We hear a lot of great things that's going on in our world today. It's not all negative, right? There are some positive things going on in our world. But whenever you think about a man just walking up, and you've heard a lot of things about him, you just walk up and say, "You know, if thou wantest to, thou can make me clean." It's that faith that he had. It's that faith and the expectation that he had when he walked up to Jesus and said, "If thou be able to make me clean, you can do that."
Yeah.
And Jesus, what'd he do? He reached forth.
That's right.
Put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, "I will
be
thou clean." Jesus wants to do good things for us tonight, church.
I believe that, yes, sir.
He wants to pour out blessings upon us tonight. If we will only serve Him, if we will only give our all to You. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants to do good things in our life. He wants to give us good things, but we have to submit ourselves unto Him. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Next scripture, brother. 34.
42. And 42. So,
yeah.
And right. Soon as he spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from
immediately.
Him.
Immediately. Amen.
And he was clean.
Yes, he was.
Cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for that cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
Verse number 45, but he went out and began to publish it much.
Yep.
Jesus had just told him,
uh-huh.
Keep it on the down low. Keep it on the DL. All right?
Yes.
Don't tell everybody.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
But he went out and published it much,
yes,
and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city,
yeah,
but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Just because he wasn't allowed to go into the city anymore, he was out there in the desert places. You think that kept people from going to Jesus Christ?
Sure.
The Bible says, and they came out from every quarter. They were going from every place because there was a man named Jesus Christ that was on the scene to take care of their problems. The same Jesus Christ that was in the Old Testament during this specific time is here in the place tonight working among us. If we will only allow Him to do His will in our life, I'm telling you, church, we'll see miracles. We'll see revival. We'll see this church packed out and having to build another one right over here. How many of you believe that tonight? If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From every quarter. They were coming from everywhere to see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mark chapter 3 and verse 22. I told you I had a lot of scriptures tonight.
And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils. And he called unto them and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand. Amen, but hath an end.
Tell you what, Satan is a smart dude. Satan's a smart dude. He's been around from the beginning, when Adam and Eve. And if you think that you can outthink Satan tonight, you're wrong. Because he's been around a long, long, long time. If you think that you can outthink Satan, you are wrong. He's a smart guy. He's a smart fella. He's not going to fight against himself. That's why it's good to have unity in the church. That's why it's good for us to love our brothers. The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. Not just the neighbor that you live beside, but anybody can be your neighbor. Amen? It's good for us to have the unity in the church. They were accusing Jesus of casting out all these spirits in Satan's name. And he told them quick. He said, if you fight against your own house, how can it stand? Just like this church building. If this wall started fighting with this wall, what's going to happen? The building's going to fall down. that's not going to happen, right? Yeah,
right.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, but that's how you know, God is not, he's not going to allow that to happen. He is not going to fight against himself. He's a lot smarter than Satan is. He is not going to fight against himself. So he puts himself in our lives so we can be unified together. He wants us to be unified together. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 5 and verse number 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people mingled them. Yes, I messed that one up. Thank you. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least of the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed and with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. The people had so much faith in Peter that they were thinking, you know, just the shadow. All of us have shadows, right? Just the shadow of Peter walking by would heal them. It wasn't Peter that was doing the healing, church. It was Jesus Christ that was working within him. Hallelujah. That same Jesus Christ is working within us tonight. I'm coming to a close. Sister, will you please come and get ready to play? That same Jesus Christ that was there with Peter that day, that all the people had so much faith in, that just the shadow, Brother Martin, just that shadow of Peter was going to heal them, was going to make them better. That same God is working in us tonight. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? Stand with me tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We have to have enough Holy Ghost working within us that we can be used like Peter was used.
Amen.
What an awesome experience that Peter had. Like you said this morning, brother, being the first one to step out there and preach the Holy Ghost message. What an awesome testimony. That is awesome.
Yes, sir. Right.
But Peter is just a man. Brother Neil is just a man. Brother Grissom is just a man. But it's the Spirit of God working within these men. The Spirit of God that was working within Peter that allowed him to do these things. The same God that was back then is here tonight, and he's working within us, church. Hallelujah. If we will ever believe that and get a hold of that and get a grip of that, Athens, Texas will never, I promise you, it will never be the same. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Bible says that the veil was ripped. It was torn, showing us today that we can go into him on our own.
Yeah.
We can go in on our own and seek after his face. We don't need anyone to go to face God for us. Just like tonight, maybe you need a touch from God. I'm telling you tonight, what manner of man is this that is here in this place tonight? Just like that song, Stranger. What manner of man is this whose voice that the wind and the seas will obey him? He is here tonight, church. I think it'll be good for all of us to gather around these altars. Just spend a couple of minutes just trying to get in contact with that man, with that stranger, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the man in our life. What manner of man is this? Telling you, if you got problems in your life tonight, I got a God that's going to answer all of them. I got a God that's going to be there for you no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is. My God is bigger than your problems. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I have a God who with his angels watches over me. I have a God who puts my enemies beneath my feet. I have a God for when I'm sick, when I'm feeling well. I have a God. My God cannot fail.